morning, and thank you very much for joining us. I want to thank the Agus family for sponsoring our learning in memory of Dr. Agus, in memory of his brother. May their neshamos have an aliyah. Today's daf is daf Gimel in Maseches Yoma, and we are knee-deep into the discussions of the source for the law of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, Shivas Yamim Kodim Yom Kippurim, 7 days before Yom Kippur, Mafrishin Kohen Gadol Mi Beso Lelishkas Parhedrin. They separate the Kohen Gadol from his family. They take him out of his household. They put him into a chamber, the chamber of the officers, which is next to the Azara, next to the Beis HaMikdash, on Temple Mount. And they have him spend an entire week preparing for Avodas Yom HaKippurim, for the jobs, the big work that he's going to do on Yom Kippur. So what's the source that we separate him for a week? We actually find a similar law in regards to Parah Aduma. The Kohen is going to slaughter the Parah Aduma, separated from his family, and put into another chamber, Lishkas Beis HaEven, for an entire week to be busy with only pure objects to prepare for the offering and the ritual of the Parah Aduma, of the red cow. So the Gemara said that perhaps the source, this is Rabbi Yochanan's idea, the source is from a pasuk in regards to the miluim. We learned in last week's parsha, Vayhi Bayom HaShmini. It wasn't the eighth day. What's the eighth day? Eighth day from when? Eighth day of the miluim. It was a week of 7 days where Moshe Rabbeinu showed how the service is done. And on the eighth day, then the Mishkan was inaugurated. Aaron was given the job of offering a personal calf as a sin offering and to offer olos. And the nation had to bring a goat as a sin offering and they had to offer olos. And we had the offering of the Nasi, Nachshon ben Aminadav, the leader of Yehuda, to inaugurate the Mizbeach, the special experiences on the Yom HaShmini on the eighth day. It was the eighth day after 7 days of Miluim. The 7 days of Miluim, the pasuk says that Aaron was separated from his family. He was at Pesach Ol Moed. He's at the entrance of the tent of meeting, and he can't leave there. He has to leave his tent where he has his own family. So, 7 days of Miluim are 7 days of separation to prepare for Rosh Chodesh Nisan and inaugurating the Mishkan. So too, the pasuk says there, in regards to the Miluim, I'll read the pasuk again. The pasuk said, Kasher asa bayom hazeh, as he did on this day, Tziva Hashem la'asos, Hashem commanded to do, lechaper aleichem, to gain atonement for you. So there's a Tziva Hashem la'asos, Hashem commanded to do, lechaper aleichem, to gain atonement. So la'asos, that's the source for the doing of the Parah Aduma. Lechaper aleichem, to gain atonement for you. That's the source of Yom HaKippurim. So we see that the verse mentions La'asos and L'chaper Aleichem. And that's to say that there has to be, like the Miluim, like there was 7 days of preparation for the Shmini L'Miluim for the eighth day, so too there needs to be 7 days of preparation for Yom Kippur, L'chaper Aleichem, and for La'asos, for doing the Parah Aduma. So the Gemara is asking, but that's where we're in the middle of this conversation, Gemara says maybe L'chaper Aleichem is referring to other things. Maybe it's referring to communal karbanos. Maybe it's referring to karbanos of Pesach, karbanos of Sukkot, karbanos of Shmini Atzeres. That was the last thing. Maybe L'chaper Aleichem is a reference to karbanos of Shmini Atzeres, not a reference to Yom HaKippurim. So Gemara says, no, it makes sense that if we're saying that there's a Gzeira Shava, Tziva Tziva, and there's the word L'chaper, Miluim are probably teaching in regards to Yom Kippur, because there's a similarity. 7 days of preparation for the eighth day of the Miluim. And Yom Kippur, 7 days of preparation. And then the eighth day, which would be the day of Yom HaKippurim. Whereas in Shmini Atzeres, it's not that it's weekdays and then a holy day. It's holy days and then a holy day. It's Sukkot and then Shmini Atzeres. It doesn't make sense that the 7 days that are weekdays preparing for a holy day are going to teach about a holy day that's preceded with holy days. It's going to teach about things like itself, like Yom Kippur, where it's a holy day preceded with a weekday. So then the Gemara says, okay, let's put aside the Gzeira Shava. Can we say a Kal V'Chomer? We can say a Kal Vachomer. We can say, if you have to prepare for a holiday which is preceded with weekdays, certainly you should be preparing for a holiday that's preceded with holy days. So we say, no, that Kal Vachomer doesn't work. Other there's a Pasuk. So the Pasuk says, Kasher. It's Kasher Asa Bayom Hazeh. Tiva Hashem La'asos L'chaper Alechem. But the fact the Pasuk says, Kasher Asa Bayom Hazeh. It's saying it has to be like Zeh. It has to be like this day. So it has to be totally like this day, even if logic would say that Shmini Atzeres also should have preparation. But it's not like this day. It's only things that are like the Yom HaShmini L'Meluim that have the preparation law. Or you can't say that based on logic, we would say, well, if you have to prepare for a holy day that's preceded with weekdays, certainly you have to prepare for a holy day preceded with holy days. Because we can say, no, you're not preparing for Sukkot. Why are we not preparing for Sukkot? Because the 7 days of preparation are for a single day, like Yom HaShmini, not 7 days of preparation for 7 days, like Sukkot. So if you're not preparing for Sukkot, then by logic, you're not going to be preparing for Shmini Atzeres, because Shmini Atzeres is merely an appendage of Sukkot. If you're not preparing for the main thing, for the Shmini Atzeres, for the Sukkot, you're not going to be preparing for the Shmini Atzeres. What do you mean Shmini Atzeres is an appendage of Sukkot? Shmini Atzeres is six laws that it's independent. It's independent in terms of which shift of Kohanim do its Karbanos. There was a rotation for the Karbanos of Sukkot, but we drop the rotation and just do a lottery for Shmini Atzeres. There's a special Shachiyanu on Shmini Atzeres. During davening, we say that it's Yom Shmini Atzeres, Achagazet has its own name. We say that Shmini Atzeres, the Karbanos, are not similar to the Karbanos Musaf of Sukkot. It's a unique set of Karbanos. Shmini Atzeres has its own song. It's not like Sukkot, which were songs of creation. The songs of Sukkot, the Tehillim of Sukkot, talk about not stealing the gifts that are supposed to go to the poor. But Shmini Atzeres is different. It's about the festival, the holiday. And finally, Shmini Atzeres is a special bracha, special ritual given to the king. So we say, fine, it has uniqueness. But in regards to making up karbanos, that's the top of today's daf, of Avilin Tashlumin. But in regards to making up the karbanos ol and the karbanos hagiga, Tashlumin the Rishon Hu, Shmini Atzeres is just the makeup of day one. So it's an appendage to day one. So you're not having 7 days for day one, because you only have 7 days for a single day. You don't have 7 days for a 7 day holiday. You're not going to have 7 days of preparation for Sukkot. Therefore, you don't have 7 days of preparation for Shmini Atzeres. Henry, the Shmini Atzeres is just a makeup of the first day. We learned this in a Mishnah. Mishlochag biyom tovar yishon shalchag. If somebody didn't bring his carbon chagiga or his olas ri'iya on the first day of Sukkot, chagig v'olik kol regel kulo, so he can bring his karbanos chagiga or his olas ri'iya the whole holiday. Biyom tovar achon shalchag, and even Shmini Atzeres too. So you see, the Shmini Atzeres is merely a makeup for day one. I saw in the back here of this Masifta Gemara that there were poskim, others disagreed, but there were poskim who said that the language here sounds like Chogig Boholi Kola Regal Kulo. He can do it whenever he wants. You know, it's a, he should have done it day one. If you do day one, he can do it on day five, day six. It doesn't sound like do it the first opportunity you have. You have the whole holiday to do it. They wanted to say that the same is true in regards to Pidyon HaBen. If somebody missed out on redeeming his son on the 30th day, or if a person was never redeemed by his father on the 30th day, he has to do Pidyon HaBen, but he doesn't have to feel this time pressure. I have to do it right away. I can't go a minute without Pidyon HaBen. You can schedule it, find the coin a week later, 2 weeks. It's okay because you have to do Pidyon HaBen, but same way you have to bring a carbon chagiga, but you have a time to do it. Whenever you can do it, you'll do it. So there are some posts who think you don't have to do Pidyon HaBen at the first opportunity. Says the Gemara, Ve'im Atzeres. Going back to these questions, why don't we say that we learn from the Miluim, not that 7 days of preparation for Yom Kippur, but that the Kohen should be separated to a side and prepare for 7 days for Shavuos, before the Karbanos of Shavuos. Again, the Prisha Shiva, Liyom Echadu. That'll then be a preparation of 7 days for 1 day, like Miluim, which is 7 days for 1 day. Rabba answered, the Karbanos of Shavuos are different than the Karbanos of the Miluim. So therefore, the Karbanos of Yom Kippur are more similar to the Karbanos of the Miluim. Done in Parechad Vayalechad, Miparechad Vayalechad. On Yom Kippur, Aaron HaKohen brings Parechad and Ayalechad. That's the Musaf of Yom Kippur. Parechad and Ayalechad. One bull and one ram. So we derive Yom Kippur from the Miluim, where also Aaron brought Parechad, he brought a bull, and Ayalechad, and one ram. Afuki Atzeres, We don't say that, oh, the Miluim are going to teach us about Shavuos, because on Shavuos, the Shnei Elim Ninu. We know that on Shavuos, you have to bring Shnei Alechem, two loaves of bread. With the two loaves of bread, you have to bring Shnei Elim, two rams. This is the one time that you have a Karban Shlamim, which is brought by the community. Normally, the community brings Karbanos Ola, but Shnei Alechem is the one time that you have a Karban Shlamim brought by the community, and then it's Shnei Elim, two rams. So that's not like Lemiluim, which was only a single ram. So Gemara says, one second. To say that on Yom Kippur there's only one ram, Hanichal, that only works according to one opinion. Hanichal, Ma'adam, Yom Kippurim, Ha'elechad, who, that on Yom Kippur there's only one ram that was brought. The ram that's mentioned in Parshas Achremos is the same ram that's mentioned in Parshas Pinchas as the Ha'elechad as part of the Musaf. Elamandam, Shnei Elam, Ninu, but according to the other opinion, who says that actually there were two rams brought on Yom Kippur, one ram as the service of the day, and one ram as the Karban Musaf. So then, Ma'ikal Amemer, so now Yom Kippur is like Shavuos. Both of these are days with two rams. So why do we learn from the Miluim 7 days of preparation before Yom Kippur? Let's learn to 7 days of separation before Shavuos. Shavuos has two rams, the Shnei Elim with the Shtei Kvasim, and Yom Kippur also has two rams. Where do we see this argument? The time of the Nebraisa. Rabbi Yom Rabbi says, Ayalechad Amor Kan, Hu Amor B'chumash HaPekudim. The single ram that's mentioned here in Parshas Achremos is the same single ram that's mentioned in Parshas Pinchas. That's the ram that's mentioned in Parshas Pinchas amongst the Musafim. However, Blaz Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shnei Elam Heim. Actually, there are two rams that were brought on Yom Kippur. Echad Amar Kan, one is in as part of the Avodah Sayom, part of the service of the day in Parshas Achremos. Echad Amar B'chumash HaPikudim, and one is the Musaf in Parshas Pinchas. Answers the Gemara, no, Afilu Tamer Lezer B'Shimon, even according to Lezer B'Shimon, we would derive 7 days of separation to Yom Kippur from Elohim, and we wouldn't say we would derive from Elohim to Shavuos. Because Hasam, because they're in regards to Yom Kippur, one ram is a ram of the Yom Kippur obligations, the obligations of the day. One is in addition, part of the carbon musaf, part of the additional carbon of the day. That's not like Shavuos. Shavuos is two rams. The tarvayu chovas hayom menu. And on Shavuos, both of the rams are obligations of the day. The rams are not. They're both obligations of the day. So on Miluim, there was a single ram obligation of the day. Yom Kippur has a single ram obligation, so they're similar. Whereas on Shavuos, there are two rams as the obligation of the day. So therefore, the obligation of the day sacrifices are different. Therefore, we're not going to learn from Miluim to Shavuos. We'll learn from Miluim to Yom Kippur. On Miluim, there was a single ram as the offering of the day. On Yom Kippur, there's a single ram as the offering of the day. Whereas on Shavuos, there are two rams as part of the offering of the day. So therefore, Shavuos is not similar to the Miluim. Ema asks the Gemara, still, why do we say that we learn from the Miluim? It's 7 days of preparation for the 1 day of Yom Kippur. Because we don't want to learn 7 days of separation for 7 days of holidays. Because the Miluim itself was 7 days for 1 day. But maybe, Vemer Rosh Hashanah, why don't we say it's 7 days of preparation from Miluim? We learn that we should have 7 days of preparation for the 1 day of Rosh Hashanah. And there again, you'd have Prisha Shivul Yom Echadu. You'd have a separation of 7 days for a single day. Why do you say that the separation of 7 days for a single day, which we're learning from Miluim, has to be 7 days to Yom Kippur? Because Yom Kippur is the single day holiday. Rosh Hashanah is also a single day holiday. Rebavo answer, done in Parvayel Shalom, Parvayel Shalom. We derive Yom Kippur from Miluim because on Yom Kippur, Aaron is paying for his korbanos. He pays for his own bull. He pays for his own ram. And on the Miluim, Aaron had to pay for the korbanos. Aaron had to pay for his own calf and his own ram. Fuki, Atzeres Rosh Hashanah, that's obviously not like Shavuos and not like Rosh Hashanah, not like Shemini Atzeres either. The Tzibur Ninu, because all of those are communal karbanos that are paid for, as we learned in the last month, from the Shkalim, from the donations of the nation. So we can't compare. So we want to compare things that are most similar. So we compare Miluim to Yom Kippur, because both in Miluim and in Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol is paying for the Karbanos with his own money. Now we're not going to compare Miluim to, or learn from Miluim to Rosh Hashanah. Well, in Rosh Hashanah, the Karbanos are not being paid for with the Kohen Gadol's own money. They're being paid for by the nation's money. So Gemara says, is that really true? Hani chalamad damar kach l'chamish alacha. That's fine, according to the opinion that says that wherever the Torah says, kach l'cha or asei l'cha, take for yourself, as we have with the Torahs. Asei l'cha, make for yourself, in regards to the chatzotros, the trumpets that Moshe Rabbeinu is supposed to make. So if you're going to say that kach l'cha and asei l'cha is mishelcha, means from your own money, so fine. So then when Hashem tells Aaron, kach l'cha, take for yourself different items, it has to be from his own money. But according to the opinion that says that it's coming from the community's money, according to the Mandam, it says Mishel Tzibur, that the community pays for it. So now, what are you going to say now? If it's coming from the community, what are you going to say? If it's coming from the community, namely that wherever it says Kach L'cha, it still means that the community pays for it. So then in the Miluim, where it said Kach L'cha, it also meant that the community paid for it. So then Miluim are similar to Rosh Hashanah. The Tanaim lived in a Braisa, this argument. Wherever it says Kach L'cha, like with the Miluim, it says you take for yourself and the Ketores, Kach L'cha, Ketores, Samin. Mishulcha means you have to pay for it. If it says Asei L'cha, like Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, make for yourself with the Chatzotzos, Mishulcha, you have to pay for it. The Yikwe Lecha, where it says that they will bring to you, like with the olive oil for the menorah, that's Mishel Tzibur. That means that the community pays for it. Divrei Rabbi Yoshia, that's the view of Rabbi Yoshia. However, Rabbi Yonasan says, Bein kach lo, bein v'yikwe lecha, even if it says kach lecha, certainly if it says v'yikwe lecha, they should bring to you, it means Mishel Tzibur, means that the community pays for it. Matam alomar kach lecha. And what are we learning from the fact that it says kach lecha? Kiviyachol, what it means, kach, why did Hashem say kach lecha? If the community is paying for it, why does Hashem tell Aaron, take for yourself? It's not taking for himself. The community is paying for it. It's not his own money. You can take for yourself. What it means is, I wish it would be you. It means, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, I'm not so happy with the people. I am happy with you. Matam alomar kach lecha, kiviyachol, if it would have been possible, I would have wanted from you more than from them. If it would have been possible, I would have wanted from you than from them. But it's not possible. In actuality, it has to come from the community. But I would have wanted it to be from you. But kach l'cha still means that it's the community paying for it. If the community is paying for it, that's like the karbanos of Rosh Hashanah. Says the Gemara further. So again, we have an argument. What does it mean when the Torah says kach l'cha? According to Rabbi Yoshia, kach l'cha means take for yourself, you pay for it. According to Rabbi Yonasan, kach l'cha still means that the community pays for it. Kach l'cha means you bring it. I wish it would be just for you. I wish it would be you paying for it. But in actuality, it's not you paying for it. Abba Chanin added in the name of Rabbi Elazar. We have a contradiction in regards to who paid for the Aron HaKodesh. Kasav Echad, number one, Pasuk says, Vasu l'cha aronites, and they'll make for you, vasisa l'cha aronites. And you are to make for yourself, or you are to make from yourself, the aron hakodesh out of the shittim wood. Because the other pasuk says, vasu aron atzei shittim, and they will make the aron of atzei shittim. So who makes it? Do you make it or do they make it? Haketze. So again, according to Rabbi Yonasan, we have a nice explanation. Ham is manchi solos mitzona shel makom. When the Jews are righteous and doing Hashem's will, Hashem says, and they will make an Aron Atzei Shittim. They will make it. They're doing what Hashem wants. Let them make it. It's Kan Bizman Sheinos and Ritzono Shel Makom. But here, when they're not doing the will of Hashem, they're not doing the will of Hashem, and it's not that they should make it, but rather the Asisa. And you should make, in other words, the Asisa you should make. I wish it only be you. In actuality, it's not going to be you. But after the sin of the golden calf, I wish it would only be you. They're not doing the will of Hashem. I wish it would only be you. I wish it would just be you doing it. Okay. So the Gemara says, again, we're in a question. We said that the reason why we learn from the Miluim to Yom Kippur is that both in the Miluim and in Yom Kippur, Aaron had to pay for the offering himself. So therefore, Miluim teaches us about Yom Kippur. Just like Miluim had 7 days of separation, Yom Kippur has 7 days of separation. So Gemara says, yeah, but what about according to the opinion, namely the view of Rabbi Yonah's son, that even though it says in regards to the Miluim Kach Lecha, Aaron didn't pay for it. Kach Lecha just means that Hashem wishes Aaron would be the one paying for it. But in actuality, Aaron didn't pay for it. So then Miluim is a communal sacrifice. So then why do you learn from Miluim to Yom Kippur? Learn from Miluim to Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara answers, Ad kando pligi, yelo bekichos damo vasiyos damo. The argument between Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yoshia is when the Torah says kach lecha or the Torah says asei lecha, but there is no more information. But when we have more information, then sometimes we know that clearly kach lecha means you pay for it, not that the nation pays for it. Where do you have kichos to alma? Like kach lecha samin. Hashem says, take for yourself ketores. There's the argument. According to Rabbi Yoshia, you pay for it yourself. According to Rabbi Yonah's son, the nation pays for it. Or asiyos to alma. Where you just have the word make for yourself. Asei lecha sheichat chotzos ketzef. Make for yourself two trumpets of silver. Aval hanach, but the kach lecha of miluim, the kach lecha of Yom Kippurim. The Torah really has other verses, and based on these other verses, it's almost saying explicitly that you pay for it. You, Aaron, pay for it. You, Aaron, pay for the karban of Yom Kippur. You pay for the karban of the Miluim. Where do we see these extra verses? The Miluim, in regards to Miluim, let's take a look. Ksiv, the Pasuk says, did the children of Israel say, this is what Moshe has told them in the beginning of Parsha Shemini, Ku, take. Siri zim lachatas. Chu. Chu, right, in the plural tense. Chu. Siri zim lachatas. Take a goat as a chatas. Chu in the plural tense. Well, in a second. And then the Pasuk had said before that, Vayomer el Aaron. He said to Aaron, Kach lecha, you take for yourself Egel ben Bakar lachatas. So now, Lamali, why does the Pasuk say kach lecha? It's going to go on to say chu lachem. Why does it say here earlier as a contrast kach lecha? Shmamina, that contrast is to say kach lecha mishalachahu. It has to be from your own. So here everybody agrees that you pay for it. That it's not paid for by the nation. Because here there's a contrast between kach lecha and chu lachem. So therefore, certainly in the Miluim, right, Aaron had to pay for it himself. And the same thing is true with Yom Kippurim. Mechdi, let's take a look. See if it starts off by saying the parsha of Zosia for Aaron al Kodesh, the fire ben Bakar lachatas v'ayla ola. This is how Aaron will come into the holy with a bull as a sin offering and an isle as an ola. And then it says, Umeis adas b'nei Yisrael, and from the community of the Jewish people, Yikach shnei se'iri izim lachatas. He'll take the two goats as sin offerings. So why did the pasuk say then, v'hikriv es parachatas asher lo? Lamali, Asher lo lamali. It already said, Aaron has to bring the parachatas. He has to take a parachatas. He has to come with a parachatas. The nation, they give the two goats. So we already said that he has a parachatas. Why say repeat again? The parachatas, Asher lo. The parachatas, that is his. The repetition of that is his. The Shmamina is to say, Hai lo, Misha lo hu. Comes from his own money. So that's the answer. Again, the question was, let's learn from the Miluim to Rosh Hashanah. So we answered, Miluim are different from Rosh Hashanah. Miluim, Aaron paid for it himself. Rosh Hashanah, the nation pays for the korbanos. Yom Kippur, though, Aaron pays himself. So Gemara says, but I thought if it says kach lecha, which is what we have in the Miluim, that Rabbi Yonasan holds kach lecha still means that the nation pays. It just means I wish it would be you. But it's that the nation pays. The answer is, kach lecha means that the nation pays and I wish it's you in other places. But in Miluim, where kach lecha is contrasted with kulachem, there it means that you pay. In Yom Kippur, where parachatas asher lo, it says explicitly asher lo, that means that Aaron pays. In Rosh Hashanah, the karbanos of Rosh Hashanah come from the nation, therefore they're different from the karbanos of Miluim. Therefore we don't learn from Miluim to Rosh Hashanah, we learn from Miluim to Yom Kippur. Yeah, Izzy, question? Yeah.
Right. So, right. How can he? I'm sorry. How is
I think he's interpreting wherever it says lacha, right? He's saying that, I think two things, right? Number one, he feels that what goes on in the Beis HaMikdash, even if it's seemingly a personal karban, should be paid for by the nation, should be paid for by the tzibur, a special kedusha if something comes from the tzibur. I think he's saying that when the Torah says kach lacha, it's really a compliment to you. I would have wanted it from you. I just can't, Hashem is saying. It has to be the whole nation. But kach lacha is not saying you pay for it. The nation pays for it. But you should know that it should have been you. They're not so righteous. So I at least they have you, though, right? It's a way of rebuking. It's a way of inspiring, hopefully.
I mean, they may think of the Kuli Tumel.
Right.
I was curious why you know this is there. How does that write inside? Because it's the Kuli Tumel, not Kach Lecha.
Right. But there it's the Yiku, so there it's the plural tense.
For the nation.
So yeah. The nation is taking.
And we are God, not
for Hashem, not for Moshe, not for the collector. So again, we're dealing with learning from the Miluim. We learn from the 7 days of separation before the 8th day of Miluim. And so too, there's 7 days of separation before Yom HaKippurim, and it's based on the word Lechaper. Says the Gemara, why don't we say that we learn from the Miluim to Rosh Hashanah? We should separate for 7 days before Rosh Hashanah.
The Miluim separation is Pasuk?
Yes. Yeah. Rav Ashi said, another answer to this question, why we're not learning from Miluim to Rosh Hashanah, we're learning from Miluim to Yom Kippur. Because done in Par Lachatas V'ay La'ola. Mi Par Lachatas V'ay La'ola. Aaron, during the Miluim, brought a bull as a sin offering and a ram as an ascent offering. And on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol, or Aaron himself, brings a bull as a sin offering and a ram as an ascent offering, lafukir shoshana v'atzeres, unlike preparing for shoshana, preparing for shavuos, or shmini atzeres, the tarvayu olos ninu. So unlike preparing for shoshana, and all the other holidays, where even if the offering is par echad ayel echad, but these are all olos, they're all olos, you don't have a par, which is a sin offering. Ravina Amar Ravina gave a third answer. We learn from the Miluim to Yom Kippur because both on the 8th day of the Miluim, the service was done by the Kohen Gadol to inaugurate the Mishkan. And on Yom Kippur, the service is done by the Kohen Gadol. To exclude all of your other questions, go back to Sukkos also. Sukkos and Pesach and Shavuos, Shmini Atzeres and Rosh Hashanah. All of these are days when the service is not done by the Kohen Gadol, the service is done by the Mishmar. But Lavavodah's Kohen Gadol Ninu, it's not a service of the Kohen Gadol, therefore we're not going to learn from Miluim, which was a service of the Kohen Gadol. Ikadami, others said, Ham Ravina gave a different answer. Danan Avodah Tchila, Mi Avodah Tchila. We derive an initial service from an initial service. Lafukihani to exclude Rosh Hashanah, and Shavuos, and Shmini Atzeres, and Pesach, and Sukkos, the Lav Tchila Ninu. They're not an initial service. So the Gemara, my Tchila, in what way is Yom Kippur an initial service? Ilem Tchila B'Kohen Gadol, if that Yom Kippur was the first day, and Hashem said, okay, this service has to be done all by the Kohen Gadol, first Yom HaKippurim, after the Mishkan was put up, it's going to be the first day that it's all for the Kohen Gadol, like the Miluim, which was the first day ever of service and was all done by the Kohen Gadol. Hanukkah, it's the same thing as the first, right? You're saying, Avod of Kohen Gadol from Avod of Kohen Gadol. Hello, the idea of the second reason is Avodah Tzchila B'Makom. There had never been a service in the Kodesh HaKadashim until Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the first Yom Kippur after the Mishkan was put up, was the first service in the Kodesh HaKadashim. Because till then, the services were never in the Kodesh HaKadashim. So that's like the Yom HaShmini LeMiluim, which is the first day of service, Avodah Tchila B'Makom, the first day of service ever in the Mishkan, or in a Mizbeach. So, bottom line is, we have many, many answers. But till now, we've all been learning the view of Rabbi Yochanan. There's the view of Rabbi Yochanan. Right? You said, what's the source that seven minah mili? It was the beginning here on Beis Amud Aleph. Minah hanimili, from where do we know these words? That you have to have a week of separation before the Kohen Gadol does the service of Yom Kippur, and a week of separation before the Kohanim do the service of Parah Aduma. Amar Rav Minyumi Bar Hilki, Amar Rav Machsia Bar Idi, Amar Rav Yochlan. It was Rav Yochlan who said, the Pasuk said, Kasher Asa B'Yom Hazet, Tziva Hashem Lasos L'chaper Aleichem. They learned from the Miluim. Now the Gemara has a different version. Yasser Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi though came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Amar he said, no, Rav Yochlan Masni Chader, Rav Yochlan only learns one thing from that Pasuk. Rav Yochlan learns from the Miluim only to Yom Kippur. Rabbi Shimon Levi Masni Tarta. Rabbi Shimon Levi learns from that Pasuk, as we've been saying until now, the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that there are two things you learn from the Pasuk about the Miluim. 7 days before Yom Kippur and 7 days before Parah Aduma. So the Gemara explains, Rabbi Dimi's tradition, Rabbi Yochanan Masni Chad, Rabbi Yochanan only learned one thing. Lasos L'chaper is just Maisi Yom Kippurim. Since the verse says, like this you should do to atone, it means atonement is Yom Kippur, Ma'aseh Yom Kippur. However, Rabbi Shimon Levi Masni Tarti. Rabbi Shimon Levi learned two things: Lasos Elu Ma'aseh Para, to do is Parah Aduma. Machaper Elu Ma'aseh Yom Kippur. Machaper to atone is the action of Yom Kippur. That's as we said. What's that? Right. That's right. It's a new idea. So according to Rabbi Shimon Levi, that's what we had said earlier from Rabbi Yochanan. Here it's Rabbi Shimon Levi that he holds that this pasuk, the Miluim, teach us both about Parah and about Yom Kippur. Says the Gemara, they had a problem with this version. Rabbi Yochanan Masni Chada. Rabbi Yochanan is learning from this pasuk that only in regards to Yom Kippur there has to be a 7-day separation. Well, not some what the Mishnah said in the beginning of the third parak of Masechta Parah. Shivas Yom Kodem Yom Kippurim. Right? I'm sorry. We have our Mishnah 7 days before Yom Kippur, the beginning of Yuma, and then we have in the beginning of the third parak of Parah, Shivas Yom Kodem Shivas HaParah, 7 days before the burning of the Parah. So there is a halacha of separation 7 days before Parah. How can you say we don't learn it from Niluim? It's the Gemara, according to this version of Rabbi Yochanan, we don't learn it from Yiluim. It's a Maila Ba'alma, it's just a Chumrah. It's a special rabbinic stringency, as we've learned. We want to disprove the Tzedukim. The Tzedukim hold that the only people who can do the Parah Aduma are people who are fully Tahor. They don't accept the Drashos, the interpretations. The interpretations teach us that it's Tvul Yom, somebody who is Tamei, gone to the Mikvah, and hasn't yet had the sunset, is also okay to do the Parah Aduma. So we would deliberately make the person doing the Parah Aduma Tvul Yom, we'd make him Tamei, and put him into the Mikvah, now have him do the Parah Aduma. So once we have this leniency, we want to compensate with lots of other stringencies, because we don't want people to be mezalza. We don't want people to think, oh, Parah Aduma can be done with Tumah. So we don't want people to take Parah Aduma lightly, we don't want people to take Tumah lightly, so we have lots of stringencies. We put him into a Lishka Space Heaven, a room of only stone utensils, or earth utensils, utensils that don't become tameh. They were never put into an oven. They were never put in, they're not earthenware. They can't become tameh. Because we want to have stringencies. There's another stringency. Another stringency, let him have a whole week of preparing, a whole week away from his family, a whole week of not becoming tameh, possibly. But it's just a stringency. It's not based on a pasuk. Asks the Gemara. V'amar Rav Minyumi Bar Chilkiya, Amar Rav Machsia Bar Idi, Amar Rav Yochanan. But didn't Rav Minyumi Bar Chilkiya, is what he began our whole sugi with on Beis Amud Aleph, Rav Minyumi Bar Chilkiya though said, in the name of Rav Machsia Bar Idi, in the name of Rav Yochanan, that Kasher Asa B'Yom Hazeh, Tziva Hashem Lasos L'Chaper Aleichem, the pasuk of the Miluim, which says, Kasher Asa B'Yom Hazeh, as was done on this day, Hashem commanded to atone for you, lasos to do elamaisa para. That's a reference to the doing of the Parah Aduma service. Lechaper to atone elamaisa Yom Kippur. That's a reference to the Yom Kippurim service. And saying for both, there should be a week before of separation. So the Gemara says, Hahu to Rabbi. That was not Rabbi Yochanan. That was actually Rabbi Yochanan's teacher. Rabbi Yochanan quoted his teacher. And Rav Minyumi Bar Chilkiya quoted Rav Machsia Bar Idi, who was quoting what Rabbi Yochanan had said in the name of his teacher. That was the view of the teacher of Rabbi Yochanan. Dechi asa Ravan Amar Rabbi Yochanan, because when Ravan came, he said the name of Rabbi Yochanan, the name of Rabbi Yishmael, the teacher of Rabbi Yochanan. That we learn from the Miluim both. From the word Lassos and the Miluim, we learn Maisa Parah, that for Parah Adum we have to separate for 7 days. And from the word Lachaper, we learn Ela Maisa Yom HaKippurim, that for Yom HaKippurim we have to separate for 7 days. Amal Yish Lakish Lir Biochan. Yish Lakish said to Rabbi Yochanan, where do you learn the separation of the Kohen Gadol for Yom Kippur? Either from the Miluim. You learn it from the Miluim. Right? Either you learn also Paraduma from that, or you just learn Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur on that. But either way, you're learning from the Miluim. One second. If you're learning from the Miluim, we should say like this. Just like in the Miluim, all the things mentioned about the Miluim are absolutely requirements. So therefore, for Yom Kippur too, all the things that are written about the Miluim are an absolute requirement for the avoda of the Kohen Gadol of Yom Kippur. V'chitei machanami could say, yeah, we learned from the Miluim, therefore whatever was needed for the Miluim is also absolutely needed for the avoda of Yom Kippur. But what about our Mishnah? The Mishnah says, u'maskina lo kohen acher, to prepare for the Kohen Gadol another Kohen. Because maybe the Kohen Gadol is going to become possible, he'll have a discharge of carry, so this other Kohen will step in. It doesn't say that that other Kohen is separated from his family. Doesn't say that that other Kohen is also separated from his family and put into a room for a week. If you're going to tell me, my maskin, what does it mean that we prepare mafrishin? We do actually separate him from his family. Then listen, yoidi, the maskin, oidi, the mafrishin. So then use the same word. Say maskin twice or say mafrishin twice. Amaleh, Rabbi Yochanan said back to Rish Lakish. So if you're not going to learn from the Miluim, because if we learn from the Miluim, it has to be like the Miluim, and this is not like the Miluim. So what's your source? Rish Lakish said me Sinai. I learned from the way Moshe Rabbeinu had to prepare for going up on Har Sinai. So the way Moshe had to separate from his family to prepare to be able to go onto Har Sinai. And so the Kohen Gadol has to separate from his wife to prepare to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Ksiv, as it says, Vayishkon Kvod Hashem al Har Sinai. The honor of God rested on Har Sinai. Vayichaseu Anan Sheshes Yamim. And the cloud covered him for 6 days. Then he called to Moshe on the seventh day. So we're interpreting Vayechaseu, meaning that the cloud covered Moshe for 6 days. Moshe was covered, he was separated for 6 days. Gemara says, let's take a look. It says Vayechaseu Moshe Vayom Hashvi. He calls to Moshe on the seventh day. Why does it have to say he was covered with the cloud for 6 days? Obviously, he was only called up on the seventh day. But Zebana'av, by saying Sheshes Yamim, it's to teach you. Shekola Nichnas B'mach Nishkina. And he was going to enter into the presence of the divine, into the camp of the divine presence. So in Prisha Shiva, Shisha has to separate for 6 days. The Gemara asks, Va'anan, Shivatzna, but our mission says to separate for 7 days, not to separate for 6 days. Answer the Gemara, Masnisin Rebutu Meseri. The purpose of separating is to make sure that you're pure. So our Mishnah is really like this. Really, the biblical obligation is to separate for 6 days. But the whole purpose of the separating is to be pure. And this Rabbi Yudim HaMaseiru says, listen, if he's going to be home, he's going to be with his wife, he's going to be intimate with her. And the Chayish, she's worried. But Tumas Beso, maybe his wife will have Nida when they're having intercourse. And then he's going to have the Tumah of Nida. The Tumah of Nida is 7 days. Nidra Abana, because of this fear that this might happen, he has to separate from his wife a day earlier so he doesn't end up with Tumas Nida. But the real source is really the biblical separation is 6 days. And that's derived from the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu had to have 6 days of separation before he entered into the Machane Shechina. Okay, so we end up with two opinions. Either the derivation is from the Miluim, or the derivation is from Har Sinai, as Rav Soloveitchik defines it. There's a big difference. Either this is part of the preparation for the work, 7 days to prepare before Avoda, like the Miluim, or it's about the place. You're going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Kohen Gadol is going to enter into the Kodesh Kadashim. It's like entering into Har Sinai. So before you go into a holy place, you have to separate for 7 days.